Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. We're here with Karen Covey. Karen.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. Who are you and what do you do?
Well, I work at the Garland County Library. I'm the circulation supervisor, so I do a little bit of everything.
You're the backbone of the library.
You're
the hammer, the backbone.
I do a little bit of everything, and I love it. I love the Garland County Library. It's fun.
And you've been here for a while.
23 years.
Yeah.
23 years.
Yes, and we're doing a lot of fun stuff, and a lot of things are changing, and it's so much fun.
We rely on Karen for so much. Here.
Yes. I mean, if you've come in and have been helped by anyone at the adult circulation desk, that's like directly her crew.
Yes.
And that, you know, we get commendations for our excellent customer service all the time.
Yeah.
And pretty much you're dealing one-on-one with the circulation staff. So good job, Karen.
Thank you.
There's something else that you've been working on that's pretty cool.
I am so excited. This has been in the works for a month or so.
We shot a video for her this morning.
Oh. It's awesome. I'm the star.
She's a star. Of course she
You're
is.
You're already a star.
I am.
Yeah.
We're going to do some lawn games. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We've got big Jenga.
Jenga.
Jenga is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I love Jenga.
Jenga is fun. We've got lawn darts.
But the cool metal ones, right?
That you yes. Can... Not the fun ones from the 70s where my brother would aim for me.
Lawn darts. Not murder darts.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the sharp pointy end. They took away those fun ones. Now these are rounded. So they're safe for everyone, although they are a little heavy.
They can still hurt.
They can still hurt, so don't throw them at, you know, your
count
siblings.
You could put them on hold.
Yeah.
We've got bocce ball.
Ooh.
Yes, I've never played that.
I've only played it once, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else do we have? We have backyard dominoes, big dominoes.
Oh, that's awesome.
What else do we have? We have a ring toss game if you're having a little birthday party or something for the smaller kids. It's, you know, just a real simple ring toss game. We're going to get more. I've had some suggestions for croquet and maybe some disc golf kind of things.
Ooh, that'd be neat.
Disc golf was big or is big around here.
So we're gonna look into getting some more items. But right now we've got just like four or five lawn games. We're going to see how they go. This is a trial for us. We've never done this before. So it's fun. It's part of our fun stuff collection.
Yeah, we're not just books anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have books, too.
We have books, too.
Yeah, so the fun stuff collection, we've had a few of these items for a while now. I mean, we've had cake pans for a few years.
Yeah.
We've added board games recently. We've had puzzle, like jigsaw puzzles. We have microscopes.
Microscopes,
Mid-America
yes.
Science Museum passes and Garvin Woodland Gardens passes.
Yes, get on the wait list.
Get on the wait list. You might get in next year. The yard games are new, and let's see.
We got telescopes.
We're also going to do some kits.
Yeah, so the kits are kind of like, you're thinking it's the same thing, but kits are just kind of this miscellaneous,
right.
like, category.
Yes.
Of...
We're starting with an ice cream yogurt maker that you can check out, and then a chocolate fountain that everybody laughed at me for getting this chocolate fountain.
That thing's going to be checked out
all the time. So it's like a chocolate fountain fondue set. And a wood-burning set, don't burn yourself, but a wood-burning set. So they're going to be fun. We're going to get some more of those if these, you know, we have a lot of interest in these.
And some of those, like the wood-burning set, it's not for children or teenagers. You have to be 18 and older.
To check that out.
So
you probably need to know a little bit about wood-burning before you check that out. But that's another fun thing. And fishing poles.
Yeah. And you know what? You can get 5 fishing poles, which might come in handy later on, because we're doing another Fish-A-Ween.
Fish-A-Ween, October 22nd. It's going to be fun with hot dogs and chips.
Pumpkin patch, family fishing derby, all at Family Park at 215 Family Park Road.
Look at you.
This was huge, too, because like we started Fish-A-Ween in the middle of COVID, where we wanted to do something like Halloween, but you can't have hundreds of people in a building. And so we wanted to do outside, and it was huge the first year that we ever did it. And now it's back.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. And you can see those posters around town, and the fish is...
Thanks to Erin Baber and her graphic design skills. They're awesome.
The catfish pictures.
The cat
that
mermaid.
Have a different costume on.
Yeah, it's fun. It's all fun. So the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission are going to stock Family Park Pond with, I think, 300 channel catfish for that morning.
That's huge.
So it's Family Fishing Derby. It's free. I want to double back to this fun stuff and mention that all of this stuff is free.
Yeah.
Right. Any of the stuff that we talked about, you can borrow for free with the Garland County Library card. So that's the board games, puzzles, kits, the chocolate fondue fountain.
Yes.
Free with your library card. And all of those check out for 1 week at a time. And they have individual limits on them, like the board games and microscopes and such have a limit of one per library card at a time. But then you bring it back and you can get another one. And another cool thing about this is since these are in our catalog, so if you go to catalog.gclibrary.com, you can put any of these on hold.
Yep.
And then you can ask for these holds to be delivered to your door or sent to a remote book locker located in one of four convenient locations around Garland County.
And those are popping right now.
They
people
yes.
are loving it.
Yes.
Like, we understand that you're not all around 1427 Malvern Avenue.
Right. And we're spread out. It's
yeah.
a big county.
Big county.
It's a big county. There's 100,000 people in this county. Hot Springs City is only around like 40,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like Sunshine Store's got one, the YMCA's got one,
College.
National Park College got one. And then if you're around 1427 Malvern at the library, we have one right outside.
After hours.
Great for after hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And all of that, again, is free. And if you want to learn more about the delivery, you can email delivery@gclibrary.com.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
it's estimated that we deliver to about 93% of Garland County, because some of those addresses are just so far out that we can't make
yeah.
it there every week. But if you still email that delivery@gclibrary.com email address, we can try to get you taken care of one way or another.
Yes.
And we always have a day for the village, because the village is kind of weird because it's Saline County, it's Garland County, it's 30 minutes away, it's in the mountains.
Yes,
we have a
lots
day.
Of driving,
yeah.
but we like it. We like
yeah.
getting out there.
It's fun. Gets us out of the building.
Yes.
And then, there's something you're into and I'm into, and it's coming up, and we're probably going to talk about it later on, but we have a true crime.
Yes, I cannot wait for the true crime festival.
True crime festival.
It's Hot Springs Cold Blood.
Yeah,
true
which
crime
is just
festival.
Perfect.
It's pretty good. Pretty
yes.
good name here.
It is going to be awesome. We've got some podcasters, Catherine Townsend.
I'm doing trivia. We're going to have all the local books, too, are available right now, or you can put them on hold. I can't wait.
And our book club next month will be
Ooh.
Widow's Web. If you remember that back in the 80s, the Bill MacArthur, Tommy Robinson. Who wrote that? Gene Lyons wrote that.
That's it. I got the Gene. I was trying to remember the rest of it.
So you can sign up for book club. If you sign up in time, you can come in and get a free book.
Yeah.
How do you sign up for library programs, Karen?
You can go online to gclibrary.com, click on calendar, and just go to the program you want and click on it and sign up.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Or you can email PKAGEJKJK.
With all of your complaints.
All we got are
PKGabine@gclibrary.com handles all complaints.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
Let's see, what else do we want to talk about?
Do we want to talk about Lucky Day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're doing a new collection. It's called Lucky Day.
It's huge. It's big.
It's big.
Awesome.
It's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
We start off with a few. Lucky Day means you come in and you're just kind of looking around, and there's the new James Patterson. It's your lucky day. You get to check that out. So we're doing a lot of the new bestsellers and a couple of the older ones like
yeah.
The Crawdads and stuff.
Where the Crawdad Sings blowing up right now.
Yeah.
But it's for those books that, like, you know, right when they get published and we get them, there's going to be 100 holds. And we'll get multiple copies, but you're on that hold list for a while. This is for whenever you're browsing. It's going to be one copy of those popular books that you cannot put on hold. It just has to be your lucky day. And you can check it out right after you find it.
Yes, and it's one per library card, because we want everyone to get a chance to have a lucky day.
And it has a pretty cool sticker on it.
Yeah.
And you just gotta be in the stacks. You gotta be where all the action is.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little perk for people that still come in to visit us.
Yeah.
Like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. We do so many things for people to come in the building, or just like curbside pickup, you know, just quick in and out. But this is for the people who want to come in and browse.
Yeah, if you're browsing all the new collection and you see one of them gold Lucky Day stickers, it's your lucky day.
Your lucky
Go
day.
Check it out.
That's right. Let's see. I want to touch real quick again on our garden expansion that's coming up.
Huge.
And the bricks are for sale. Have you bought your brick?
I did buy a brick in the name of my daughter. Put my daughter's name on it.
I think you might have been the first one to buy a brick.
I was so excited about this, and I've got a couple more that I'm going to buy.
Yeah, I am too.
I think I'm going to put Mr. Potato Head on one of them. Because if you come in the library, you know who that is.
Yeah.
But yes, I bought a brick for my daughter. I think it's great.
I'm gonna get one
for my daughter.
Yes.
Every time we come, we're gonna go step on her name.
Yes. There's your name.
Yeah,
that's why I'm getting bricks of all my enemies. I could just step on it.
You should be like,
But it's a great thing. It's only $30.
Yeah.
And those are at cost, so we're not really making a profit on these bricks. It's just a way to just contribute and, you know, have your loved one memorialized or honored up there. But we do have a lot of other opportunities for people to contribute more financially to the garden in the form of larger sponsorship items.
There's benches, there's part of the orchards, there's some of the awnings and stuff like that. So you can go to gclibrary.com/grows and go check out all the sponsorship ideas that you can. And remember, I think the bricks are still check or money order,
check
right?
Check or money order only. $30. You got to come in to do it because you got to fill out a form, you know, a very specific form.
Right.
Yeah. We can't have, like, swearing. You can't have curses.
No.
What about hexes?
Hexes are cool.
Spells.
I'm just going to buy multiple bricks in a row and then have them pointing somewhere that doesn't make sense.
That's cool. Like, you can do a quote.
Yeah.
Just have them all over. But yes. Only $30, I think, is a great idea. I'm going to buy a few more.
And you get to stick around the library forever. It's a way to immortalize.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. What else you got? What you got, Karen?
We got our yarn, Quirky Day.
Yeah.
Drop-in Crafternoons.
Drop-in Crafternoons!
Those are growing, too.
Yes.
You know?
The first and third Friday of the month.
So if you're listening to this on the first and third, get to the library.
So you can come in, and Aubrey and Ashley are going to have some crafts that you can do. It's just, you know, drop-in crafts. It's
no registration
fun.
Required.
No registration required for that one. On October
1st.
Yeah.
Saturday, October 1st. The Craftober Crafter?
Yes. Saturday, October 1st is a bit on a larger scale of crafting, and you do have to sign up for that one. It is on our calendar. I think we're going to make wreaths and something else, candle holders. So because we need to make sure we have enough supplies, please sign up for that one. I don't know if it's full. The other day it only had about 4 or 5 people, and we're going to take 12. So that's going to be October 1st from 2 to 4.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you miss out, just go to the other ones. I mean, they spend time, you know, their own time, and they come up with these ideas,
that's
or
really
they'll
neat.
Go, you know, they'll go on different websites, and they'll come up with ideas. And so if you have an idea, bring it to them too.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you miss one, just check the calendar. Go to gclibrary.com. There's a calendar tab up towards the top. You can click on it.
Yeah.
You can search the catalog or the calendar based on age group programs that you want or interests even. So there's always something going on. You just gotta look for it.
And we're going to have early voting here at the library again.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not sure
of
the dates. I don't have the dates.
Specific
dates and times.
Yeah.
So it is on the calendar, though.
Yes, so you will be able to come up here and browse and get a lucky day, maybe, and vote.
Do your civic duty.
And everyone who's registered in Garland County can vote at the library.
Yep.
There's not a, you don't have to vote.
You have to go to a precinct.
Yes, you can. Anyone registered can vote at the library.
And we're going to get, so keep on listening to this podcast, because we're going to get Paul Kegebein, the complaint meister.
Yes.
And and he's over the voting right now at the library, and so we'll get him on
later.
Yeah,
he's been scheduling
on
all of our adult programs, all of the live streams that y'all have been watching.
The
and
candidate forum last night.
Yeah, he's been doing a great job. We're going to get him on in the next couple weeks to talk about some of the stuff coming up with in his department.
Yeah, we had Nate last week. We got Karen this week. And we're on a roll.
Yeah, I know. Save me having to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, all right, Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for all you do at the library.
Thank you.
This place would fall apart and burn down.
What is your favorite thing, besides working with us, what's your favorite thing about the library?
There's just so many things. I really like being able to do a little bit of it. I do some cataloging.
Yep.
I wait on the public.
Yep.
You star in promotional videos.
I star in promotional videos. I'm a film star. I do some displays. I mean, there's just so much going on. I help with programs. I'm a good gopher.
Yeah.
Go get this. Go get that.
You are the best hot dog cooker.
I agree.
Yes. I mean, I am a hot dog queen. It's so much up here. It's so much to do. If you just come in and look around, you got your fishing poles, your cake pans, DVDs, video games.
Everything. Fun stuff collection. Halloween costumes.
Oh, yes, that opens
Saturday.
Yeah.
So Halloween costumes at 1 o'clock. We open at 1 o'clock on Saturday. They will have the costume closet open and ready.
You're going to want to be early.
You want to be early.
Yeah.
I haven't got mine yet, but I have kids all the way to teenagers.
Yeah, they have it
through
teens.
And that's free.
Yes,
also.
It's free. So that's great. I don't know what
thank you for everything you do.
Yeah,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, Karen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You do a lot and you make it fun.
Thank you.
We love Karen.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.V. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.